This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, and it just occurred to me, even though I'm always telling you guys not to call me at the last moment, that Debbie's call really did point out one of the advantages of calling me at the last moment, which is you guys get a chance to marinate the issues so that by the time you deal with me the next day, that you've really done a lot of the work that you needed to do, which is great. Faith, thank you so much for being patient with me. I have as much time as you need. Tell me how I might help you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Joy. I've listened for a long time, and this is my first time calling.
Well, welcome aboard. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for your wisdom. I'm calling for my son, whom I've shared your wisdom with over the years. He wanted me to call you.
Okay.
He is graduating from college this week.
Wow. Congrats to both of you.
Thank you. Yeah. And he has a girlfriend who lives in another state. And she lives with her parents. And from conversations with him, there's discussion about his living with his girlfriend at her parents' house until they get on their feet. Both of them do not have jobs currently.
Okay.
And so this situation seems kind of fraught with danger to me.
In what ways? What are your concerns?
Well, just he was... girlfriend and boyfriend, they have arguments, and it'd be uncomfortable maybe to have arguments, you know, in the same house as her parents, and just kind of getting their relationship started in this manner seems like it might, I don't know, it just seems like it might have problems.
I don't completely disagree with you, but it's not... it's not an unusual model, first of all, in the rest of the world, that going to live with the girl's family or the boy's family, although in most parts of the world it's more the boy's family, is not an unusual way for a couple to start for exactly the reasons that your son and his girlfriend are talking about. How old? Your son is presumably around 22, right?
Correct.
And how old is the girlfriend?
Same.
Okay. I don't know exactly what the living arrangements would be, but to a certain extent it occurs to me, and I don't know how well, I mean, there are a bunch of issues here, we can go through them all, but the bottom line, which we'll come back to, is you're probably not going to have a whole lot of input here in terms of changing their behavior. There may be some things that you can help them to kind of be aware of, but they, from their point of view, it's cheap. Although hopefully he's gonna, it gives them some breathing space. It gives them some time of getting to know each other. Have they ever lived together before on campus or something?
They did not go to the same schools, but they were in the same city.
How often did they see each other?
Frequently.
So they overnighted each other. Have they gone on vacations together? Any of that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me just point out, from their point of view, first of all, it's not an uncommon thing to happen in other parts of the world. In this part of the world, it's not uncommon either. I mean, the advantage that both of them have is that they're both grown-ups, as opposed to, because I'm used to hearing this a lot from younger teens who've, you know, I'm in love and my, you know, parents don't understand me, or a school dropout, or, you know, my family's moving. And so it's not an uncommon phenomenon. The fact that they're both college educated certainly doesn't hurt. And the other part of it, which is probably what I would point out to you in terms of feeling like you don't have to necessarily convince them either way, is it's going to be a self-limiting behavior. If it turns out to be a lack of privacy, or that they don't get along, or that he doesn't get along with his in-laws, or they don't like him, all of this will be taken care of. You don't have to say a word, except you must not say, "I told you so." But other than that, so if it works out fine, it works out. If it doesn't work out, it will limit itself. It doesn't seem to me there unless she gets pregnant, which hopefully. So if I were in your position at this moment, what I would say is, in a perfect world, the two of you would go off by yourselves and begin your relationship without my interference or her parents' interference. But I understand economically that's not feasible. And what they're looking at is this is not a perfect situation, but it's better than not being together. And we can't afford to be together unless we do this. And when you're that age, that's a pretty compelling argument. So what the argument I would make to him if I were his mom is, you're going to have to understand not to put yourself between her and her parents because you will lose. You understand that the two of you need to not take lavish vacations or have fancy cars or drink lovely wine. You're going to want to save as much money if the point is to be on your own as quickly as possible. You probably need both of you to lead a relatively Spartan lifestyle, to be incredibly gracious, to figure out, to ask ahead of time what the economics are going to be, and most importantly, to make sure that several things. First of all, you have reliable birth control, and if you're going to argue, you probably go someplace other than, you go take a walk to argue rather than having her parents overhear it, because you will not, no matter how gentleman you think you are, having somebody yell at your kid is never going to ingratiate you with the parents. So the two of you have a lot to work out. You're both young. You're both passionate about each other. You're both passionate. So just make sure that you have your argument someplace other than when the parents are going to hear about it. And the third thing I would probably do is have both the kids, and I think you can talk with both of them at the same time about this, to make sure that they don't carry tales back and forth. Because the major cause of in-law problems down the road is what the participants told their parents early on in the relationship. Well, he forgot my birthday, or he's so, you know, I can't trust him. And then they take him back, and the parents will never forgive him. So that the two of them decide that they're not going to badmouth each other to their respective families.
Hey, that's fantastic. You thought of a number of things I didn't, and to my son's credit, he actually thought of a number of things that you mentioned.
Oh, great. Well, listen, is it what I would recommend? Not necessarily, but as I said, it's certainly been really true of human history for a very long time. So there is some advantage, and again, just being scrupulous about finances, deciding up front what the deal was, whether they're going to pay rent or put money aside take the parents on a vacation or whatever. Probably the two of them need to decide what the marriage issue is, because there aren't, even though her parents may be incredibly modern and liberal minded, they may not be crazy about a guy shacking up and having sex with their daughter without marriage. But that's, the two of them are not children. On the other hand, they're putting themselves in a very financially dependent situation, which is going to be tempting for everybody, the parents and the kids, to be treated more as more juvenile people than they really are chronologically. But the likelihood of you being able to stop it, unless you're willing to subsidize them, and that just puts you it may not be in the same household, but it's the same level of financial dependence. So they're probably going to do it.
Yeah, I have a small role in this, in that I probably will be asked to give him some money until he finds a job.
Okay, let's talk about that, and what, you know, under what circumstances. So he graduated this week. What's his degree in?
Psychology and journalism.
Damn. Okay, so what does he want to do with those two degrees? One is probably a little more practical than the other, believe it or not.
Tell me which one.
Psychology, you could probably get a job. Journalism, newspapers are going out of business. Magazines are going out of business. People are doing blogs who have, degrees because they can color inside the lines. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do with journalism, but...
Well, I can tell you his dream job would be writing for the Rolling Stone, but I'm not sure there's a lot of those jobs available right now.
No, he should probably go see Into the Tour and understand that,
good luck. We saw that together.
Yeah,
actually, last weekend.
Yeah, and interesting, I thought Jason Segel was fantastic in it. But and again, that movie sort of suggested a lifestyle that hasn't existed for what? That happened, I think, in the early 90s, so that's 20 years ago, 25 years ago. So
yeah.
I think it's, that he should think about doing that as a hobby, not as a career. There aren't very many people who work for Rolling Stone, and a lot of them have, a lot of the people who have been there for a long time. They put you on hold. Let's come back and talk about the subsidizing part of it and what makes sense, okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Music.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Faith about a lovely son. Is this your only child, Faith?
No, I have two.
Okay, and what's the other one doing?
The other one is independent. She is about 7 years older.
Right. Which isn't unusual, is it, to have... If I had to guess, I would guess that your daughter is more independent, more of a self-motivator, maybe a little harder to get along with, very successful. Your son is charming, a little more dependent, which is gets us directly to the issue of subsidizing him. So what kinds of, he just graduated college, he's graduating at the end of the summer, which means that he, did he delay, did, what, why is he graduating now as opposed to like June?
He did an internship for a semester.
And what was the internship?
Excuse me? I'm sorry, one more time.
What was the internship? Where did he do that?
He worked at a private healthcare company.
Doing what?
You know, nothing specific. Nothing, I can't really...
I mean, was it sales? Was he dealing with patients? Was he dealing with pharmaceutical companies? Do you have any idea what his caseload was?
Mostly their internal processes.
Okay, so that's not, was why did he do that internship? Just for, did he get paid for it?
He did.
Okay, he did. So he has he had other jobs during his college career?
Yes, he has. He has always had jobs, and his school sponsored this internship, so it was part of his normal curriculum.
Can he go, would that turn into a paying job that he might be interested in or not?
Wrong city. So the city that he and his girlfriend want to live in is not the city where he did that job.
So the city in which he wants to live is the city in which his girlfriend's parents live?
Very close.
Okay.
Very close to that.
And well, if it's very close, why couldn't he work there?
No, his internship was in a different city entirely.
So what's very close to, do you live very close to where his girlfriend lives? Or, I mean, you're saying that they're living with his parents, or with her parents, so it has to be the same city, presumably, yes? They're living in the same house?
His girlfriend lives near the city that they want to get jobs in.
Got it. Okay. What's the financial arrangement you've got with him? What are the terms?
Currently?
Mm-hmm.
Currently, he is graduating college with no debt because I paid for all of his college. And he's worked throughout in different jobs.
What's he done with the money?
Living expenses or just a day-to-day living expenses. That's what he used the money for. And he is going to visit his girlfriend and her parents this upcoming weekend to discuss kind of the arrangements. And I don't know how much they're going to, come to an agreement in terms of how much they want from him in rent. And then I presume he'll come back to me and say, hey, are you willing to do this?
Okay. And have you thought about what you're willing to do and under what circumstances?
Yes, I am open to this whole arrangement. So, yes, I think I'm willing to do 3 to 6 months to give it a try because I think it gives them the best opportunity to get a job in their target, city.
And how much are you willing to subsidize them for on a monthly basis for 3 to 6 months?
Well, given what I've paid in college over the past 4 years, anything will look good.
I get it from your financial point of view, and I think you're a fortunate and generous woman. But let's look at it from his point of view for a minute. I think it's wonderful that he's graduating with no debt, but the reason he's graduating from no debt is the bank of faith. He didn't contribute to that. And when he got some money, what he did was he didn't pay you. He took care of whatever he wanted to take care of, which is neither here nor there, except that isn't necessarily the pattern that you want him to assume going forward. And yet that's exactly what you're setting up. That he has three, and it's okay if you want to do it, but first of all, I think you should have a dollar amount in mind, and this should be considered a loan, not a gift.
Interesting.
Now,
okay.
If you want to make part of it a graduation gift, I have no problem with that. But what you don't want, and I guarantee you what's going to happen at some point, is you're going to, let's say that the parents say, okay, you're going to pay $100 a month, which hopefully they're smarter than that, and they're going to charge them more than that. But let's say $100 a month. And And, well, let's not make it smarter than that. Let's make it $400 a month, which is $100 a week. So you are now on the line for $400 a month for the next 6 months, which is $2,400. All right, let's make it $2,500. And he decides around Christmas. Let's say he gets a job, hopefully gets a job in the next couple of months, let's say even a couple of weeks, and he is deciding he wants to take his girlfriend, he wants to get engaged, and he wants to take his girlfriend to, oh, let's be lavish, Hawaii. You are not going to be amused about this, because you're going to say, wait a minute, that $2,500 that you just spent on a down payment on a ring and a trip to Hawaii, you owe me. You know, this is not that. Well, so you don't want to get in that situation. You don't want to be the Wicked Witch of the West. You don't want to be, I was going to say his mother, but you are his mother. But a 22-year-old, you don't want to be his mother who holds not only the apron strings, but the purse strings. So I think you need to make it very clear of what the deal is, what the repayment is, maybe even what the interest is. And that for right now, that he really needs to be on a very tight budget, that this is not the year for him to get engaged or go to Hawaii. And you understand that those are wonderful things to do, but he can't afford it because you're subsidizing him at this moment. And until that subsidy goes away, that he really needs to view that as a loan that has to be repaid before anything else. Because otherwise, I guarantee you, and if you it's only going to make him mad at you, the Bank of Faith, it's going to make your presumed daughter-in-law furious with you. She's just so rigid, and here, you know, he wanted to get engaged, and she won't let him do it. So don't set up a situation that has misery written all over it to begin with from your generosity of spirit. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear exactly what you're saying, and those were good things for me to hear.
Yeah, so you need to set it up. And rather than telling him how much you're going to give him, I'd ask him to draw up a budget. And how, you know, number one, how much he thinks he's going to need, how he's going to repay it, what the deal is when he gets a job. So let him come up. Let him do the heavy lifting. And you can always say no. You can always say, well, this doesn't make any sense. give you a quick example. At one point, my daughter, when she was very young, said she wanted to do some extra chores because she wanted to earn some money for Christmas. I said, okay, what chores do you want to do? And she said, well, I'm going to stack the dishwasher, empty the dishwasher, and set the plates on for dinner. And I said, okay, how much do you want to get? I said, a nickel. And I said, no, I think it's worth a dime. So at that moment, she'd already figured out the plan. She figured out what she wanted to charge. And I looked like a hero because I said a dime. Now, if I'd started out with a quarter, we would have both been in real trouble. Let me put you on hold if you have another question. If not, good luck, but I'd have it all in writing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, this day in history basically kind of sucked, but certainly doesn't suck around here, so good time to call me, 855-993-7569. Greg, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Always enjoy your show, and you give some very good advice. Here's my situation. Here's my situation. Turned 59 a couple of weeks ago.
Happy belated.
And I never really thought of thank you. And I never really thought much about getting older, but now it's the only thing that seems I can think about constantly.
Okay.
I mean, it is,
okay.
I mean, to the point where I feel like my life is, you know, crazy, and I'm staying awake at night worrying about that I only have so many more years.
All right.
So
when you look at so many more years, when you talk about fear, let's break it down as opposed to just let it being free-floating anxiety. Are you single or married?
I'm in a relationship. I have a partner of 21 years.
Okay. What about your work? Is that where you want it to be? Is there something you want to be doing more? All right, great. So
the funny thing is, my work is going well, my relationship, and I feel very healthy.
Okay. So what is it that you're fearful about when we, as opposed to just letting your stomach clench like that and having an anxiety attack? What is it that, let's see if we can nail it down. So you're not, are you worried about your health? How are your parents alive?
I have a dad. I've talked to you about him before. He's 95. I take care of him every morning. And I'm thinking, well, maybe that's in the back of my mind.
All right, let's look at that. Let's put it in the front of your mind temporarily. Let's see. So is it, are you feeling like there's not going to be anybody to take care of you?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't have kids, you know. Although my partner's 10 years younger than I am, so I don't know. Perhaps I can rely on him somewhat.
Well, that may not be a bad place to start. What about, do you have any long-term health care insurance, for example?
I've looked into it, and I really haven't gone ahead and...
Well, all right, let's make a list. All right, number one, partner. And 10 years, I mean, if you're 95 and he's 85, maybe. But, you know, let's also assume that that's one piece of the puzzle. Let's look. All right, so one is long-term health care insurance, which I highly recommend for people. It's really saved my mom. She'll never have to be in a nursing home because she's in senior housing, which is great. She has a great view, great restaurant. She does bingo. She, you know, plays strip poker or something. I don't know what she does. But somebody comes by in the morning and makes sure that she goes to breakfast. They make sure that she takes a shower. And so part of it is I bought the health care insurance for her. It was a sponsor. And when I looked into it, and I've been, they're no longer a sponsor because I'm no longer at that station. But I'm an advocate of that because it was relatively... I also bought it for myself at the same time. It was very cheap for me because I was so much younger than my mom. And I think my mom was, I'd probably have had it for 15 years. So you know, it's not a terrible, look into it. Because what it does is it will pay, when I bought it initially, I think it would pay like $150 a day for 3 years. And I've had it for so long, and I paid, and the premiums were, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple of grand a year, maybe not that much. And she now has, because, first of all, I haven't used it all, and second of all, I've had it for so long, that for the rest of her life, I will very likely not run out of the money for it. And I knew I'd have to be paying for it sooner or later, and it was a lot cheaper and easier and better to do it then than doing it now. To pay someone to do what they're doing for her now, I probably couldn't afford. Or I'd have to hit my brothers and sisters up for it, which is... All right, so number one, long-term health care insurance. Number two, do you have a pension?
Yes, small pension, but luckily my partner and I, we own property. We're pretty well set off.
Because baby cakes, when it comes down to it, there, as we get older, there are basically two ways of looking at being taken care of. One is family, which if you've got young enough and enough, if you've got they're chronologically capable, they're emotionally capable, and there are enough of them, that's a possibility. In our society, it's getting less and less likely for the simple reason people don't necessarily live on top of each other, and so geographically they got to be close. The people are living longer and longer, so the people that you might have counted on to take care of you may be taking care of their parents or whatever. So they either have to count on people to do it or hiring someone as people to do it. So it turns out to either be born into a large, healthy family where you're the oldest and everybody adores you, or make sure that you have the resources to pay somebody to take care of you who doesn't necessarily adore you and can be significantly younger and you don't even have to be related to them. So, all right, so that takes care of one part of the equation, which may, is that making your stomach feel better or worse as we talk about it?
You know, the idea of care in my later years is not really the thing that's in my mind. The thing that's in my mind is my demise, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Now, when you think about that...
I'm Catholic, but I don't believe it like I used to believe it. Maybe I should be calling a priest instead of a...
Well, it's certainly not a bad idea if... And certainly people have been known to go back to their faith in droves for exactly what you're talking about. Is at the beginning of their life, it's what they were taught. At the end of their life, it's what they need. So not a bad suggestion of revisiting your faith and revisiting someone to help you sort of sort through your faith. Okay, so that's when we talk about demise, you're talking about what happens. Now, are you talking about demise? Are you talking about what happens to your body? What happens to your soul? A combination? What else we got here?
Soul. Yeah, the soul, definitely.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
am I still me after it happens? I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting. It's an interesting question, and oddly enough, or maybe not so oddly, this almost identical discussion came up with my mom this weekend, and as you so accurately pointed out, I ain't a priest. So she said to me, for the first time to my knowledge, she said to anybody, it just occurred to me at some point I'm not going to be here anymore. And I said, yeah, Mom, I think that's basically true of all of us. And she said, but I won't exist. And I said to her, well, Mom, let's think about it this on two levels. First of all, you got lots of kids, you got lots of friends, and as long as we're around, you got grandkids, you got great grandkids, as long as we're around, you continue to exist because we love you and we'll think about you. And she said, yeah, but what happens when you're gone? And I said, well, first of all, we can do videos, we can record things, you can write things. There are still pictures, but why don't we talk about something that might make some sense to you that kind of symbolizes or memorializes your existence? I said, maybe, we were sitting outside at the time, I said, maybe a park bench with a plaque on it that has your name on it. I said, one of the things I've been thinking about is leaving some money so when I'm gone, there will be a drinking fountain in my name because I'm always thirsty. And figuring out where it would go and leaving the maintenance for it. And then we did the story last week about the, I think it was called the Salvation Refrigerator, where people had donated food for healthy snacks. And I thought, that might work even better because I do so much work with Food Bank and with City Harvest of having refrigerators at various places in the city that were the Joy Brown Memorial Refrigerator or something, where rescued food was there so people could come and either drop it off or take it so they had healthy snacks. They had carrots or they had yogurt or whatever. And that helped Mom for a minute. She said, can we not talk about it now? And I said, no, but something to think about. And maybe that, for a moment at least, it really, I think, helped Mom think about it in ways that she hadn't before. If we, it's my favorite kind of Anne Bancroft comment from a movie. She said, I know everybody dies, but I didn't think that was going to include me. And so I think that at some point we all come to that revelation. And I think once you come to grips with it, it can not only not cause you anxiety, but cause you great freedom. That, okay, so if I decide that, I'm not going to be here forever, and therefore what I do is going to matter mostly to me, do I really want to worry about the phone bill this month? It doesn't mean you don't necessarily pay the phone bill because then you don't have access to your phone. But so I think, and we can look a little bit more at this, but it sounds to me that it's not particularly money, although maybe a little bit. It's not particularly care, certainly a bit related, but it has to do with, and I don't know if it may be a little bit of legacy, but mostly soul. So we now know the direction to point you, which is not necessarily me, but someone who can be more of a spiritual advisor and perhaps reintroduce you or reimmerse you, to use the biblical term, in your faith. Let me put you on hold for just a minute and come back and see if there's anything else we can add or subtract here, all right? It's 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Technically.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Greg, who's had kind of, I suppose we could even maybe use the word epiphany, except epiphany is usually used in a positive sense, and Greg, this is more probably an anxiety attack than an epiphany, but of saying, okay, whether I go now, he's 59, he hadn't hit the bid 6-0 yet, but clearly looming, and feeling really anxious about it. So we were walking through one of the possibilities, and it sounds like it's really come to the area of spirituality and religion and soul, which is it's a good thing to know. I mean, it means that you're not going to waste a whole lot of time looking in other areas. And so,
it's true.
Yeah.
Now here's the more immediate problem.
Okay.
When I get to sleep fine every night, but I wake up at 3 or 2 or 4 a.m.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about my demise, and I can't seem to get back to sleep. I talked to my doctor briefly about it, and he prescribed, I guess, an equivalent of Ambien. I don't want to become dependent.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that at this moment. All right, look,
okay.
You've come to the right place, maybe not for the spiritual part, but for the sleeplessness part. As I mentioned, I went to Israel as a guest of the Prime Minister, which was an extraordinary experience, except I didn't sleep for the entire 10 days I was there and 8 days after I got back. So I am now a huge expert on insomnia. And what I can tell you is, first of all, once you've had that experience of literally sleeping no more than 2 hours a day, and one of them was usually during the day, which you're not supposed to do if you can't sleep. You're supposed to stay awake. But I figured 1 hour is 50% of the amount of sleep I'm getting, so it's better than nothing. So now when I wake up in the middle of the night, I think, oh, bring it on. And I'll read. So when you wake up, first of all, Ambien is very likely not going to help you, because Ambien will help you go to sleep, and to a certain extent it may knock you out, but it's not the issue. You're not having a hard time going to sleep, you're having a hard time staying asleep. You need to be really careful about alcohol, though, because alcohol, especially beer, but wine in general, will let you fall asleep and then you wake up. So you don't want to do that. Have you ever had been an insomniac before? Has it ever bothered you before?
Only if something big is on my mind, and it might affect me for a couple of days.
But, okay, and what do you do?
For like a couple of weeks. Well, I just put up with it, you know.
Okay, well, let's not be...
That's great.
And what? You wake up at 4 and what?
Well, maybe I'll try to go back to sleep, but if I don't, then I'll get up and I'll go on the internet or clean the house or do something.
Okay, and I don't mind any of that. I'll tell you what I do just because it works for me, which is, first of all, it turns out that you get about 80% of the value of sleep by just lying there if you're not worrying about it. If you're worrying about it, it's useless. But sort of lying there, and I don't know where your partner is in this particular mix, but vacuuming probably is not going to be a great idea. But it's not a terrible thing to get out of bed, and there are really two schools of thought about this. One says, just stay in bed and just relax and maybe listen to some, maybe you get a tape, a relaxation tape, or you listen to whale sounds, or you listen to soothing music. It is not recommended to go and be on the internet. It turns out that the light behind either your cell phone or your laptop or your desktop actually stimulates thyroid, yeah. So that's a great way not to go back to sleep. So stay away from illuminated devices in general, or especially ones that have to do with technology. Although I'll read for a while, but I don't read I don't have a Kindle. I read a book, and that quite. But I'm used to, that's for me is very soothing, because I usually read about a half hour before I go to bed at night and a half hour before I wake up and before I get out of bed in the morning. So in the middle of the night, just reading for a little bit just distracts me, and that, so whatever it is, it's once I figured out what it is, but a distraction. So you may want to try listening to music. As I said, I would stay away from the internet. Just because of the illumination factor. In terms of cleaning the house, let me suggest some other things for you. I might try, like, taking a shower, because we know if your body temperature goes up, quite often it's easier to go to sleep. So maybe just taking a warm shower. Warm milk works for some people, as long as you're not lactate intolerant. Maybe taking a little sip of wine. I'd rather you were on wine than Ambien, just because in some ways it's going to be less habit-forming. And just see, I mean, see what, play around with it a little bit. Maybe try writing. And in this particular case, if I were going to read something, what if we had you read the Bible? What if we got you back in touch with something that was very comforting for you as a child, is a path that you're really thinking about pursuing? So do you have a Bible around the house?
Yes, I do.
Let's try doing that and seeing if that isn't soothing enough to let you go back to sleep. And you may even want to try reading the Bible before you go to bed. at night. Mm-hmm. Let's just play around with it a little bit, but let's get you in touch with you know, a priest that can give you some kind of guidance in the direction that makes sense to you. Let's play around. You know, I hate to sort of be sort of the other voice against your family physician, but I think family physicians are incredibly notoriously innocent about psychological issues. And what you're talking about is not a classic sleep disorder. What you're talking about is a symptom of depression, which is I can go to sleep fine and then I wake up and at 4 o'clock in the morning, where are my blues? Which is exactly what you're doing. And so let's start you with a priest. Let's not put you on medication for right now. If when you wake up, let's try reading the Bible and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a good idea. Sure.
All right. Let's see where you get. Good enough. And if you need some, and also let me suggest something before you try the Bible and maybe even before you go to sleep at night. During the day, you're distracted, right? All of us are. We have all sorts of things to do. At night is when we're beginning to shut down, which means our unconscious can come bubbling up. So let's head off our unconscious at the pass. And you may want to try some of the things, although it sounds like you don't have any trouble falling asleep. So let's experiment a little bit with, even before you go to sleep, getting yourself a notebook. Don't buy something that's gorgeous and so you feel you only have to write good thoughts in. Just get yourself a spiral notebook at this moment and write down any of the thoughts. And you can even put death at the top. You can put Catholicism, you could put soul, and just see what comes out and see if we can get it out at a time where your conscious mind is more alert, which means you can deal with it on a logical or intellectual basis rather than a purely emotional basis. Let's see if that works better for you as well.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that, sure.
Okay, and just see
what
happens.
All right, I'll give that a shot.
Give it a shot, see what works, see what doesn't work. As I said, I would not start you on any particular medication for two reasons. First of all, because I don't want you to psychologically think that that's the only way you can sleep. And second of all, I don't think it's going to work terribly well for the issue that you're talking about. Because we're not really talking about a classic sleep disorder. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Call me if you need me.
Okay, great.
Take care. 855-993-7569. I am the non-ecclesiastical Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.